Via remote, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown. A U.S. panel Thursday endorsed emergency use of a second COVID-19 vaccine. The Food and Drug Administration Commissioner Stephen Hahn said late Thursday that the agency could authorize the vaccine later today, as early as later today. The campaign kicked off earlier this week with the first vaccine okayed in the U.S. developed by Pfizer and BioNTech. Moderna's shot showed similarly strong protection, providing 94% protection against COVID-19 in the company's ongoing study of 30,000 people. President Donald Trump's administration and President-elect Joe Biden are voicing new alarm about a wide intrusion into computer systems around the world that officials suspect was carried out by Russia. The cybersecurity unit of the U.S. Department of Homeland Security said the hackers pose a grave risk to the federal government and state, local, tribal, and territorial governments, as well as critical infrastructure entities and other private sector organizations. Both the U.S. Treasury and Commerce Departments were among the agencies whose secure data and emails were penetrated by the hackers. The cybersecurity unit warned that removing the malware inserted in the network software will be highly complex and challenging. President-elect Biden plans to nominate New Mexico Congresswoman Deb Haaland to be Interior Secretary. She would be the first Native American to lead the agency overseeing federal lands, including wildlife and national parks. Native American groups were pleased by Biden's choice. Environmental groups also praised the choice. The Interior Secretary would be a key position in the Biden administration as he promised to curb fossil fuel extraction from federal lands. For more news, join us at voanews.com via remote. This is VOA News. Authorities say powerful cyclone Yasa hit Fiji Thursday, killing at least two people and destroying dozens of homes in the Pacific Island nation. Authorities said the cyclone was weakening Friday as it moved southeast over some of Fiji's outer islands. However, they warned of danger from flooding. Fiji's prime minister said, with treacherous conditions there, the country's citizens must remain vigilant. More than 20,000 people sought shelter in government evacuation centers. Disaster relief agencies are assisting people with recovering from the cyclone. UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres is appealing to wealthy nations to support the purchase of coronavirus vaccines for poor countries and refrain from hoarding doses for themselves. Speaking in Berlin Thursday, after a meeting with Germany's foreign minister, Guterres said the UN-backed COVAX program needs $5 billion until the end of January. Guterres warned that it is in the best interest of all countries to broaden the immunization program. Britain and the European Union have provided sober updates on the state of post-Brexit trade discussions, with only 2 weeks to go before a potentially chaotic split. The president of the European Union's Executive Commission noted substantial progress on several issues, but expressed concerns about the discussion taking place around fishing rights. British Prime Minister Boris Johnson also warned that a no-deal outcome seemed very likely. Talks between both sides have moved at a snail's pace since Britain left the EU on January 31st. 344 boys are said to be released after being abducted last week by Boko Haram from a school in Nigeria. But some of the boys are still unaccounted for, according to the governor of Katsina State. News comes shortly after a video was released Thursday, purportedly showing some of the hundreds of kidnapped Nigerian schoolboys with Boko Haram militants groups in a wooded area. The Nigerian government did not immediately comment on the release of that video. 6 years ago, Boko Haram abducted more than 270 girls from the northeastern Nigerian town of Chibok. Dozens of those girls never returned home. And the United Nations said Thursday it has mobilized more than $35 million in aid to those affected by the conflict in Ethiopia's Tigray region. For more news, please join us at voanews.com or the VOA mobile app. Via remote, I'm Michael Brown. VOA News.